We're catching up with our friends over there at Visit York County. Andy Clinton is the president and CEO of Visit York County, and he's here to let us know about all the exciting, fun things happening in York County and beyond. So let's welcome Andy Clinton to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Andy, you all at Visit York County, y'all have your yearly tourism book that is now out and about, and folks, when they're visiting various attractions and places throughout York County, they're going to see this book, so it's free to pick up. But job well done on this,
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of this yearly book? What do you hope folks locally will get from this?
And even, and that's where, you call it visitor book, but even like you said, locally, we used to call it a visitor's guide, and we'd pass it out at festivals and, I'm not a visitor, right? Well, you can still benefit from this too.
Yeah.
So we've changed it to, it's a destination guide, and it just has all the information. Whether you're, looking for fast facts on the different municipalities, there's information in the back if you are looking to, just move or relocate to the area. It has information on education and things like that. But festivals, anywhere where you can go, farms. I want to say there's a blog on Bear Walrus, so a feature on them. There's a feature on Clover Harvest. I know you're
so
familiar
good.
With them,
yes.
Lucas.
So good.
So, lots of good features, just talking, stories for some of our local business owners. But then, it talks about festivals and just anything to do in the area. So it's wealth of information.
So, again, pick up this destination guide. Even if you're a York County local, you'll find some pretty interesting things in here. They, again, have broken it down by municipality, how many people live in that municipality, which will help us a great deal on this show. So thank you so much for that, as well as what they're known for, their big festivals and events. So kudos to y'all for doing this. We know what it's like to put together the radio listener guide for football every year, and we're only privy to a portion of that process, and we know what that's like. So kudos to y'all for making this happen. Job well done.
Appreciate and a part it. Of what you also do that's also in this sum as well is figuring out numbers of the people who show up to some of these events. And we've had some big events here lately, especially with St. Patrick's Day. So I said, so I know that you have some numbers where that is concerned as well.
Yeah. So last weekend was a very big and busy weekend for our office. I feel like we divided and conquered as best as we could between all the St. Paddy's Day festivals. We had presence at Clover, Fort Mill, and Rock Hill. So, we're all over the place. And the Catawba Powwow, which we'll get into that too. But all the St. Paddy's Day festivals, really successful. Clover, Rock Hill, and Fort Mill, they were all in the thousands as far as the amount of people coming. We actually have mobile location data where we can get, a lot better insight as far as where, I have some of this. I won't bore you guys too much, but it has, a median visit time. So how far people are coming from, whether that's, 75 minutes away, 83 minutes away is for Rock Hill. And it actually has for Rock Hill, 23% of people come from outside the county.
Wow.
So numbers like that, Clover's at 21%, and then Fort Mill, obviously, as you get closer to Charlotte, which Charlotte is a visitor. They're outside of the county, so they're at 26%.
And Andy, all of that is done through people's cell phones. Like, you don't even have to, stop and say, hey, I'm from, because some events we go to and they'll ask you for your zip code.
They have the clipboard
and
how much money did you spend.
But you don't even really have to do that anymore, right? I mean, you can track people through their phone.
We do not. Yeah, we have a pretty good sample size just through phone data to just know where people are coming from and where they're going. Where are they going prior to the festival? Where they're going afterwards? A good example for, sports events. Going down a rabbit hole, but Texas Roadhouse, that is a very popular restaurant for a lot of these. And some of them make sense, right? For Cherry Park for softball events, the popular restaurant is Chick-fil-A right off of Cherry Road,
right?
So some of these make sense. But it is cool information to just know where people are going.
That's really cool.
Well, you follow the numbers, you'll follow the trends for sure. So those are just some of the stats and figures for the various St. Patrick's Day festivities that were hosted here in York County. Andy, you mentioned the Catawba Nation Powwow, which had been a part of this community for many, many years. Then for about 15 years, it kind of just lay dormant.
Yeah.
And then it kind of came back online. And so it was held back here in Rock Hill once again this past weekend. The pictures and the video that we saw on social media looked fantastic. What did the numbers tell you?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was extremely successful, especially for it not being in the county for, like you said, 15 years. And it's great to just partner with Laney and the rest of the Catawba Nation. Not only, so we partner in the fall with Yappya Yeeswa, but then partnering with them for the powwow. It's great to really emphasize an event like that, but also emphasize like the culture that they have too. I went out on Sunday and it was awesome. I loved it. But yeah, no, I mean, you're talking that one, once again, it was in the thousands as far as people there. It was packed. That median visit time is much longer. So you're talking 250 minutes. The majority of people coming from out of town, mm-hmm. right? It's a lot of these tribes that are coming from all over the Southeast and even the country. So
the parking lot was packed. Yeah, it was packed of cars, food trucks, all of it. So it was definitely packed and well attended. You could tell.
You're up to 60% of the people that were there are outside the county. So majority of people are visitors that were at that event. So that was really cool.
And Andy, does it say, did they spend the weekend here or at least spent a night here in any of the hotels?
Yeah, a lot of them, they came in, you know, Thursday, Friday for practice, and they stayed throughout the weekend. So, that's where you don't pick up. It's fun when you get to go to all these restaurants. I was at Off the Tracks last weekend, and I saw a huge group of disc golf team, and I was like, we don't have a disc golf event going on. I was with Jordan from our office. I was like, where are they? And I naturally just go and ask them. I was like, hey, where are you guys from? What are you guys doing here? And we're like, oh, we're practicing for the collegiate nationals in a month from now. We're off on spring break.
Course.
I'm like, shoot, I didn't even think about that because we're hosting the collegiate disc golf nationals in a month. I didn't think that we'd have 30 people all at Off the Tracks, a month before practicing. And they're all staying in hotels and they flew in. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
That is cool.
It's good. Well, good. Well, glad that you were in the right place at the right time to ask them. And you can bring that knowledge back to the team over there at Visit York County. And, of course, Andy, we're about to hit the spring season, and that means festivals galore, especially in our area. Just a reminder of what folks can look forward to.
Yeah. So, and I say this every time, but be sure because I'm going to forget stuff, right? So go on our website. We have like three different blogs that I think are great. You know, you have a spring bucket list, which that really does hit all the festivals and everything you can do. The Greenway, Farms, Carowinds, right? It hits all of it. You also have a bucket list for where to take your dog in York County. Mm. So you can do that. I know that was the topic of conversation. and then we have one specific to the farms because now's a great time we do that a lot as a family. We go to either Black's Peaches or Bush and Vine. It's a fun time to go to the farms in the spring. I feel like you naturally think farms and you do that in the fall, and that's where some of the fall, but I mean, we love going
for
grabbing
strawberries.
Right. So, I mean, we go and go to Black's Peaches and grab lunch and grab ice cream there pretty decent amount over the spring.
So check out these blogs online. And again, those are the ones that are just hot right now, but they have blogs in their archives for anything that you want to accomplish, whether you're celebrating a pretty big event in your house and you've got all kind of guests coming in, or you're just, a native that gets kind of burned out of doing the same stuff. Check online. They've done all the heavy lifting for us, and you can kind of check things off the list as you go around York County and beyond. Andy Clinton is the president and CEO of Visit York County. Andy, we'll see you a lot during the Come See Me Festival and the South Carolina Strawberry Festival. But we like you, so we don't mind seeing you for sure. So.